Good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is again to be together, to see some newer faces, to praise God, and to see His greatness and His beauty. Some of you know that a couple of months ago I traded my old car in for a little bit of a newer one. And what happens is, when you get a little bit of a newer one, things are different. And especially today, you look at your steering wheel and there are like 10, 12, 16 different things that you can touch. And it's like, okay. There came a point where I went to the Volkswagen garage and said, you know, I just need a little bit of help. Just give me a little bit of basic stuff here. Just help me a little bit before I need to read all these pages of that little book with small letters. You need to find where this is. You need to find where that is. So he said, you know, just give me a couple of minutes and I'll help you. So he said this, this, that, and that. And he said at the end, he said, you know, if everything fails, you touch this button and you always go back to the very beginning. Sounded really good to me, because all those little things, and sometimes you get lost in one thing and the next one and you do not know where you are anymore. It was a good thing that he told me, press this one and you always go back to the very beginning. Brothers and sisters, sometimes that happens to us. 2023 has gone, 2024 has come, and when you look at 2023, you say, well, this happened, and this happened, and that happened, such and such came about that I did not expect, or I was expecting something that did not happen. Sometimes we also get lost a little bit in this life by the things that happen to us. And of course, each one of us has his own or her own unique story. But even for us, it is sometimes really good to touch that one button and to see again, okay, this is where I am. In Romans chapter 8, it says in verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together." Sometimes we need to push that button that says, we have been given a spirit that testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. Sometimes we can get lost in the cloudiness of things that happens, even from a day-to-day basis. Some of us are concerned about health. Some of us are concerned about finances. Some of us might be concerned about our merits. Some of us are concerned about relationships. Sometimes we get concerned about school, about where we need to go, where we want to be. And it doesn't always go the way that we would like. But how powerful is it that if every once in a while we touch that button, and we say, I am a child of the Heavenly Father. And not just that, It says, if we are children, then we are also heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified. Brothers and sisters, do we realize that we are on our way to our eternal abode? And Joseph, as you said in your with the Lord's Supper, it is not because we worked for that. It is the gift of God that we have access to all spiritual blessings, that we have access to Jesus, that we have access to the Holy Spirit, that we have access to angels, that we have access right into heaven. Sometimes we need to push that button because life can get clouded. Satan is working hard to get you away from that button. He wants you to go about and touch all those other buttons and get lost in life and get lost in your difficulties. Get lost in your challenges, that you cannot think about anything else anymore than your difficulties and your challenges. That is what Satan wants. He wants you to be busy with the things of the world, where God says, look at it. I freed you. I gave you access into my own abode. I gave you access to all spiritual blessings. I gave you access and I gave you your ticket that one day you can look at me face to face. One day you can look at Jesus face to face. I gave you the ticket. And again, sometimes in the clouds of life, in the difficulties of life, in the challenges of life, Satan is saying, yes, I did it. I got him away from his real identity, from his real position, based on the blood of Jesus Christ. In Psalms chapter 8, a beautiful, a great, a powerful passage. Psalms chapter 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Again, we sometimes need to re-push that button when the clouds are getting thick. When the clouds are getting too many, when the clouds are getting too much, when difficulties and trials are there, we re-push that button and we say, yes, God, I look at creation. I look at that beautiful flower. I look at that beautiful tree. I look at that running water. I look at that little elephant. I look at, and I can see, even though I don't fully understand everything about you, I understand that you are. I understand that you are alive. I understand that you are, that you have created. It says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence and the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers. Van Gogh, we go there sometimes, right? Van Gogh Museum, or the Rijksmuseum, or any other museum for those that like paintings. And you go there and you say, wow, he is my favorite painter. He's the one that really knows how to use his hand. Some people can stand before a painting and stand there for half an hour or even longer and say, look at all these little details. Brothers and sisters, that is what we need to do more often. We need to look at God's painting. We need to look at the stars. How many times do we do that? Look at the stars. I remember one time when I was living abroad, I was visiting with an older man and he said, come with me. He took his snowmobile. We came to a point and he said, I want you to lay on your back. And I was thinking, okay. He said, look at the stars. He laid beside me on the snow, but he said, look at the stars. When we look at the stars, something amazing is going to happen. And when you consider, the verse says, when I consider, the word considering is not a word that says, oh, I look up and then I go back to my work. Consider means you take an active part of who you are, an active part of your heart, an active part of your mind, an active part of your soul. And you say, what does that tell me? Brothers and sisters, when we look at the sky, when we look at the mountains, when we look at the trees, when we look at the snow-covered mountains, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained. So yes, we look at God's painting. We consider the painting of God. And then he says in verse 4, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. Now, brothers and sisters, I found out something that I had not found out before when I look at verse 5. The word angels is not in the original. Somehow, somewhere, the Septuagint, they have translated that last word as angels. And the Septuagint was used for the New Testament. So we even find this passage in the New Testament in the book of Hebrews, and it says angels. But do you know what it says in the original? It says Elohim. It says God. That is what it says. Check your concordances, check your the things that you have. But this is what it says. You have made him a little lower than God. When we repush that button, when the clouds are thick, when the difficulties ramble, or maybe when we have just been too busy with other things, because life can be demanding. Life can be demanding on even young people. Young people, it's not always easy to live in your day with all the things that you must have according to society, according to the magazines, according to whatever. You need to have a lot. But you know what you need most of all? You need that button that says, let me go back. Let me go back. Laura Perry is a young girl that thought she was locked in a man's body. She was about 22 when she changed herself into a man. I read her story. It's an honest story. And you read how, yes, some of her body became more manly. But she also testified, I could never get away from the fact that I was still a female. Whatever I did to my body, whatever happened to my body, I always realized I was still a woman. She changed back after 9 years into being a girl again. She said, that is when everything fell into place. Brothers and sisters, there are so many people in this world that are so lost. They do not know who they are. They do not know where they come from. They do not know where they are going. If they would only push that one button, that they started to look at the stars and the sky. Psalms chapter 19 says, even though it doesn't speak, it speaks. Even though there is no words, there are still words. Because the sun speaks, the moon speaks, the rain speaks. Everything that God has created speaks, and it says, look at my greatness, look at my power. Romans chapter 1 verse 20 says, no one can say, I could not know that you existed, because God made it known, his Godhead and his power within his work that he left behind. So how did God make us? A little lower than himself. And isn't that great news? Isn't that wonderful? When the clouds are coming, when darkness is coming, when the clouds are gathering. And again, one of those tools of Satan is our mind. Maybe even the greatest one. Our mind can sometimes be our greatest enemy, because what we feel, what we think, is what we are and what we become. So how important is it for each one of us? But even for us as Christians, we sometimes need to push that button again and say, yes, Abba, Father, intimacy. With the greatest power, with the greatest source of love and wisdom. We have it, brothers and sisters, but sometimes we just need to repush that button that brings you back to the basics. And then what happens? Peace will come into your heart. Peace will come into your mind. Peace will enter your entire system. And isn't that what we are still all looking for? The peace that surpasses the understanding. It says in verse 5 of chapter Psalms 8, you have crowned him with glory and honor. The word translated glory comes from a Hebrew word, and that basically means a weight. Figuratively, in a good sense, splendor and glorious. In other words, God has made us with splendor. God has made us with a certain weight. God has made us in glory, crowned him with glory. The word kabod is derived from the verb that means to be heavy. In a metaphorical sense, then it designates someone of weight. In other words, someone that is important. And then also somebody who is rich, of such wealth itself. In Psalms chapter 82, verse 6, it says, you are gods, talking to mankind. So yes, we are made with power. We are made with a certain weight. All of creation is made, but when mankind was made, we were made in the image and the similitude of God. And that means you are heavier than a bird. You are heavier than a mountain. You are heavier than the sky. You are heavier than everything else that God has created, and that means you are more important. As Jesus said, if I care for the birds, shall I not care about you? Because they are of a lesser value. Not less important, but a lesser value, because all of God's creation is valuable. Then it uses the word honor. You have crowned him with glory and honor. The word honor is a word that basically means magnificence, something that has splendor, something that has beauty. And of course, if we are made in the image and the similitude of God, then we have splendor because we have God within us. And again, how powerful is this in a world that is looking for purpose? In a world that is looking for a reason. So many people are living without a reason. Peter Schele, I believe he is from Eindhoven originally. He's written some books. And he says, I rather have other looking at me as a monkey than being one. We are much higher than monkeys. Do we share some similarities? Oh, yes. Do we share similarity with a lot of other animals? Oh, yes. Physically and biologically, many. But we have been made in the image and the similitude of God. So you look at Luke chapter 15, where Jesus, where they are looking for the lost sheep, they are looking for the lost pearl, and they are looking for the lost son. That is where we see how important we are to God. We might say Calvinism, we might say Arminianism, but who is the one that started first? It is God. It is God that started looking. It is God that made all the provisions. It is God that gave Jesus. It is God that gave us all spiritual blessings, and we only have to tie in to his promises. We only have to tie in to his command. We only have to tie in to God himself. Let's push that button more often. Psalms chapter 25. Psalms chapter 25 says in verse 1, 2, and 3. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously with you. Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us emphatically that if we trust in the Lord, we will never be ashamed. And yes, we know the clouds will come. Even in 2024, the clouds will come. The darkness will come. The difficulties will come. The hardships will come. But how beautiful is it when we touch that other button that says those who trust in the Lord will not be ashamed. And what does that do? When that becomes the song of our heart, when that becomes the song of our mind, what happens? Peace will become ours. It's that button that we need to push in order to go back to basics. When you're lost, push that button and you go back to basics. And that is important, I believe, for each one of us. For Christians, for non-Christians, it is important that we can go back to those fundamental truths. 2024, what will it bring? We simply do not know. But brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage myself. When it gets cloudy, when the clouds are coming, when you're lost with all of the things of life, all those little knobs that you might have pushed, and sometimes you're lost and you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, let's go back and push that button that helps us to understand, as Psalms chapter 8 helps us to understand. When the writer says, you have made him a little lower than God. That gives identity. And that gives power. As we read in Isaiah chapter 40, a beautiful verse, beautiful verses that we probably have all heard, but it says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, the young man shall utterly fall, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Brothers and sisters, that is our inheritance, even in this life. The Christian life is not only about the afterlife when everything is perfect. The Christian life has so much value in the here and the now. So let me encourage you, let us encourage one another with those words. Let's push those buttons every once in a while. And that helps us to understand who we truly are. And in our new identity, we cry, Abba, Father. Words of intimacy. Words that speak of relationship. And not because we are always so good. Not because we always do exactly what we need to do. Brothers and sisters, we don't have a relationship with God based on perfection. We have a relationship with God based on his forgiveness. Because nobody is perfect. Nobody will ever be perfect. Does that mean we shouldn't strive? Of course we should strive. Does that mean we should not kill the flesh? Yes, we put to death the flesh. Important, crucial. But ultimately, who can claim a perfect victory? Nobody. We live a life. We live a relationship with a God that is all-powerful, that esteems us to be very important, that esteems us to be the highest of his own creation. Let's not think too less of ourselves. Sometimes people think too much of themselves. Sometimes people think too little of themselves. and that equally has a lot of consequences. Let us tap into God. Know again that we can say Abba Father. Know that we are made in His image, made and crowned with glory and honor. And most of all, the Bible says, those who trust in the Lord will never be ashamed. Amen.
Amen.
Could I please stand for this?